All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day on this April Fool's Day. And it only seems fitting, Steve, as we get ready to close out the show, that since this is Tommy's day, we give the floor to him and let him ask you a question.
I had a couple. I did. Okay. This stuff, you know, this is just for wisdom.
And,
yeah, if on my mind, it's for wisdom and knowledge, just to know, you know. Let me ask you this, man. If a number two moved to the number one position, shouldn't she know somebody else gonna be number two? You know, when you move up.
This is a side piece question you're asking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you move up.
If the side piece become number one, don't she know that she has to be replaced?
Well, somebody has to fill in the two position, right? So
she just moved from two to one.
Yeah, right. Big move, great move, big move. But
she
that don't mean two. But that don't mean two gonna be empty. You know, I'm just saying.
You gotta fulfill the position.
Ain't nobody gonna just have two empty. That don't make no sense to me. I don't get that.
Steve, it sure I'm sorry. Don't. I'm sorry.
No,
Steve.
It sure don't. Yeah,
fill
the position, Tommy. There you go.
I apologize, Steve. I really do.
And tell her that her position will be filled
in advance. Tell her in advance. Now, Tommy. Okay, we know today is your day, but Junior will usually ask Steve a question, motivational, inspirational, mentor type.
Oh, I'm not trying to mentor nothing. I'm not trying to get Steve to inspire me to do nothing. I don't need all that. Let me ask you this here. If you work at the unemployment office and you get fired, ain't you going to be right back up there tomorrow?
Again, I apologize, Steve. I really do.
Yeah. Well, at least you'll know exactly where to go.
I bet your attitude will be different then, won't it?
Than the day before.
Yes.
Now who got the attitude?
Uh-huh. Julia, anything?
Yeah. Please, Jesus.
All right, Unc Man. Here's something that we could really discuss, Unc Man. I don't know why Tommy couldn't think of this, but Unc, can you talk to us about, man, the power of just being grateful, man? Because sometimes we forget how grateful we need to be. Kind of complaining sometimes, man. We start getting ahead of ourselves, you know. And, man, it's just good to know that you can still be grateful, even when it's not going right.
This is April 1st. This is not a grateful day.
Every day you're here, you're grateful.
This is April Fool's. Go ahead. Talk to
him. Oh, now you disgust it.
Go ahead. Give them some wisdom. Tell them how to be great and what you need to be thankful for and how, you know, just go on and jump and how we going to get there.
I'll tell you, Junior, one of the things I'm most grateful for is that I'm not him.
Yes.
You know. Sometimes, man, you have to be grateful for the stuff that's right in front of your face. When you come to work and you work with a fool every day, they give him a day called April Fool. But he has shown up year round, waiting on that one day of recognition. And then when that day comes, he don't ever let us down. I'm so grateful that I'm not him. I thank the Lord that I know something. Appreciate it. I thank the Lord that I don't say everything that's on my stupid mind. I thank him that everything come out my mouth don't sound like dribble.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God that sometimes when I'm looking at people in their face and I'm talking to them and I'm serious and they just frown. Because I done said something so stupid. And they need clarity on it right now. But at the same time, I'm grateful for Tommy. I'm grateful because you need to see the opposite of what you need to be. Because I've said this a million times. Knowing what not to do and knowing who not to be is just as important as knowing what to do and who you should be. He has been a fine example of high-level stupidity. He has reigned supreme. He is unchallenged. He's the king of pranks, the king of stupidity. What more could he be? And I don't think there is a man who could do it better. I've met a lot of people in my time, but I've never met a fool more content with being a fool. Tommy, do that poem that you do. "Tis he that dither that said that widow." He don't know he's stupid either. What is it?
He don't know.
Without help, dear.
Come on, Tommy.
Put me into good fooling, for those wits that I think they have thee do often prove thee fools. For I am sure that I like thee may pass for a wise man. For what says Cornopolis? Better a witty fool than a foolish wit.
That was good. You know, when Shakespeare noted this finna be somebody come along that fits this poem and he wrote it anyway, that's foresight. That's vision. Y'all have a great day today, April Fool's Day. Stay on point, y'all. Don't let nobody trick you. Hey, Tommy, happy day, dog.
Thank you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.